Thank you, Brother Danny, and good morning. It's a beautiful morning on this Monday, and Whitney Paul is in the studio. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. It's good to have you with me. You are Director of Student Achievement
yes.
over at Caverna Schools, and we are glad to have you here this morning. Mondays are always a good day to start the week thinking about
yes.
achievement, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, I know you all stay busy getting the students ready. There's a lot to do during the school year.
Yes.
Sometimes we think of achievement test happening maybe one or two times of the year.
Yes.
But there's a lot of work that goes into it in preparation, isn't
it? Yes, there's a lot of preparation that goes into it. There's a lot of work that happens both behind the scenes and in the classrooms, not just during the time of testing, but also in between those testing windows to help our students grow and prepare.
Well, that's wonderful. What's happening in the fall in regards to preparing and getting students ready for maybe the next step?
Yeah, we actually just finished up our fall MAP testing
testing.
MAP testing actually is an acronym that stands for Measures of Academic Progress. And so our students all across the district from kindergarten all the way through take one of those tests, either MAP or CERT. Our high school students take CERT. And we just use that data that we get back to not only prepare our teachers for exactly what their focus needs to be in the classroom, but also to help prepare our students for the big test that comes at the end of the year.
Oh, definitely.
That's state required.
Yep. And the CERT site was so helpful. Being a former teacher,
yes.
just within the past couple of years, it was extremely useful
yes.
To go through those questions and then to go back and show students especially those in which maybe the majority missed it.
Exactly.
And
yes.
and showcase, okay, here's why. Here's
mm-hmm.
here's why this one is the better answer and,
yes.
and talk those things out.
Yes, absolutely. And we are really utilizing that at the high school, especially this year because the state has switched over from administering the ACT test to administering the SAT. And so our students are able to get into that CERT test and practice what that SAT is going to look like.
Well, that is just extremely valuable indeed. So I know it's probably not fun to a lot of students, but yet very beneficial, isn't it?
Very beneficial, very, very valuable. Yes.
Indeed. So, yeah, the testing has changed a little bit for
mm-hmm.
the state of Kentucky.
Yes.
Reminder for all of us teachers and educators not to get too
yes.
comfortable.
Right, right.
Because things do change
yes.
along the way,
yes.
right?
It's ever changing. We're always learning. So
right.
being a lifetime learner is definitely a requirement when you're in a position like ours.
Definitely. And even years after we leave school, we can still appreciate learning. And I
yes.
like the way you added that lifetime learner
yes.
there. So
yes.
that's a very good thing there. So the spring will arrive and the major testing
mm-hmm.
will happen at some point in time
yes.
in the spring. Right?
We actually will have another round of testing like we just finished. We'll have that in the winter. It usually happens right after our students come back from Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, in the spring, we'll have another set of our MAP and CERT testing. And then right before school is over, we'll take our Kentucky Summative Assessment, which is the state required assessment.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
I
wish you all the best.
Well, thank
and
you so much.
I know the teachers at Caverna are going to prepare and,
yes.
and have those students
yes.
ready for
they
it.
They will be ready.
Good deal.
All right.
Whitney Paul, thank you for stopping by this
Absolutely.
Morning and letting
thank
us know about
me.
All the work that goes into it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 737. Good morning from WCLU.